Okay, let's kick things off. For ages, really, it felt like Google search was just untouchable, right? Like the default way to use the internet.
Absolutely, just completely dominant.
But what if that's changing? What if right now there's a really significant direct challenge happening? We're talking about OpenAI. They keep pushing AI forward, and now they've made a big strategic move. Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Today, we're getting into OpenAI's latest update for ChatGPT search. It's pretty comprehensive.
Yeah, it's not just a small tweak.
Exactly. Think of it more like a strategic play aimed at changing how you find information. So our goal today, to cut through the tech jargon and really help you understand what's new, sure, but more importantly, why it matters.
Right. How it actually changes
Yeah,
things.
how it could redefine getting information and maybe even shape, the future of digital knowledge for all of us.
That's spot on. And just for context, this deep dive pulls from OpenAI's own announcements.
Yeah.
They started rolling this out around June 13th, 2025, and then really highlighted it publicly on the 17th.
Okay. And make no mistake, this is OpenAI looking squarely at Google and saying, we're competing here.
A direct challenge. It's
Yeah.
quite something considering Google's long reign. So, what's the core promise? What's the big picture OpenAI is painting with this beefed up ChatGPT search?
Well, the promise is frankly huge. They're aiming for search results that are much more accurate, way more comprehensive, and just understand the context of your query better.
So, better answers, basically.
Better answers, faster, with more precision. That's the goal for users everywhere.
Okay, quality and relevance. Let's peel that back a bit. What are the specific upgrades? Where do they really focus their efforts?
Okay, one of the biggest leaps is in enhanced response quality and accuracy. A major part of that is much better content summarization.
Summarization. How so?
So, ChatGPT search can give you these quick, easy-to-digest answers for pretty complex questions, but, and this is key, without losing the accuracy or the context.
Ah, okay. So less digging for the user.
Exactly. Say you're researching some new technical spec. Instead of wading through pages of docs, you get a concise, accurate summary right away.
That sounds like a real time saver, especially for complex stuff. Definitely see the appeal there. What else is boosting that accuracy?
They've also improved the source integration. It's not just a list of links at the bottom.
Right.
It's better linking within the response, making it easier for you to jump to the original source, the paper, the article, whatever, and verify things yourself. Much more efficient.
Okay, easier verification. Good.
And critically, there's advanced query understanding. The system is just much, much better at getting what you mean, even with complex questions.
You mean like not just matching keywords?
Precisely. You can ask questions more naturally, like you're talking to someone. It grasps your intent, not just the words, leading to, well, far more relevant results across almost any topic.
Understanding intent. That does feel like a fundamental difference from traditional search. But you mentioned something else, something about memory. That sounded pretty significant.
Oh, yeah, that's the extended conversation memory. Honestly, this might be one of the biggest upgrades.
How does that work?
It means the search keeps track of your conversation. If you're doing a multi-step search, like troubleshooting code, you ask a question, get an answer, then ask a follow-up based on that. It remembers the context. No more repeating yourself, asking the same thing slightly differently.
Ah, okay. So it builds on the conversation.
Exactly. And the benefit is huge. It leads to much more personalized search experiences because it learns from your interaction history. It's like having a research assistant who actually remembers what you've already talked about.
Wow, that really changes search from just, one-off questions into more of a dialogue, an ongoing exploration. That's fascinating. Is it all based on past info, or can it access like live data?
Oh, it's definitely tapping into the now. ChatGPT search now delivers real-time information.
Such as.
Things like live sports scores, breaking news updates, pulling from credible sources, obviously current stock market data, quotes, and even local weather conditions. It's dynamic.
Okay, so it's current. That's impressive. So the big question then, how does this actually compare to Google search, the giant in the room? Is this truly a paradigm shift?
It certainly has the potential to be. I
Right.
think the core difference is that NLP advantage natural language processing.
Right.
Google, for all its power, still heavily relies on keyword matching, indexing pages. You type terms, it finds pages.
The classic model.
Yeah. ChatGPT search uses its advanced NLP to understand your intent much more deeply. So you get these conversational queries, context-aware results, even personalized formatting. It's less about finding a web page and more about getting a direct answer.
Like shifting from a librarian pointing to a shelf to one actually finding the specific paragraph you need.
Yeah.
That makes sense. What about checking sources, though? Transparency, that's a big topic with AI.
Absolutely critical. And ChatGPT Search seems to be leaning into transparency. They emphasize providing direct, clear links to the source material right there in the response.
So you can check its work easily.
Exactly. It empowers you, the user. You can verify the info, you can explore deeper if you want, or you can just, you know, gauge the credibility of what it's telling you. It helps build trust.
Which is crucial. But, you know, no AI is perfect. OpenAI themselves admit it can make mistakes, right?
Yeah.
What's the advice for users?
Yeah, they've been upfront about that, which is good. They state clearly that, like any AI, ChatGPT Search might sometimes give inaccurate info or hallucinate, as it's sometimes called.
Right, the hallucination problem.
It's just inherent in the tech right now. So the guidance is clear. Always cross-reference important information. Verify facts using multiple sources. Use your critical thinking. Don't just blindly trust the output, especially for high-stakes decisions.
Sound advice for any information source, really, but especially important here. Okay, let's zoom out. The competitive landscape. This isn't just tech for tech's sake. It's a market play, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. This update is a very deliberate strategic move to grab market share from Google Search. No question. And OpenAI clearly thinks they have some strong advantages.
Like what? What are their key selling points against Google?
Well, first, the user experience. They're pushing this simple conversational interface. The idea is you don't need to think like a search engine, use special operators or keywords. You just ask.
More natural interaction.
Second, the integrated AI capabilities. It's not just search. It's part of the broader ChatGPT ecosystem. So you get search, plus summarization, plus generation, all in one place. A sort of comprehensive AI assistant.
A unified experience.
And third, continuous innovation. They're signaling very clearly that they'll keep updating rapidly, responding to user feedback, incorporating the latest AI breakthroughs. They want to stay on the cutting edge.
Like rapid iteration is definitely key in AI. This must be sending ripples through the whole SEO world too, right? How does AI search change search engine optimization?
Oh, it's a massive shift for SEO. Forget just stuffing keywords. Content creators now really have to focus on creating comprehensive, authoritative, genuinely useful content.
Quality over quantity or over tricks.
Exactly. It's about being the definitive, trustworthy source. Optimizing for natural language, how people actually talk and ask questions, becomes way more important than just raw keywords.
Okay.
And things like source credibility, fact checking, they become paramount. If the AI is going to cite you or summarize you, you'd better be accurate. It kind of challenges the whole ad click model Google relies on. AI answers might mean fewer clicks on links.
Right. If you get the answer directly, why click? That can really disrupt things. And I assume there's a lot going on under the hood technically to make this all work.
For sure. There have been major system architecture improvements, think better core algorithms, infrastructure that allows more parallel processing, meaning faster responses, better scalability, so it can handle lots of users without slowing down, improved reliability, less downtime. They've also significantly boosted their data integration.
Connecting to more stuff.
Yeah, pulling from a wider range of sources.
Yeah.
Premium news feeds, real-time financial data, sports databases, government data, academic sources, a much richer pool of information to draw from.
Wider pool, faster access. Got it. And on the user's screen, any changes to how it looks or feels?
Definitely user experience refinements. Things like more intuitive navigation, clearer ways of presenting the results, better mobile experience, improved accessibility features, just making it smoother and easier to use.
And personalization.
Yes, personalization features are a big part too. The system learns from how you interact, your preferences, and adapts. It might even customize how results are formatted based on what it learns about you. It subtly gets better tailored to you over time.
That sounds incredibly useful, especially for the kind of listeners we have often, the learner, right? People needing to get up to speed on complex things quickly. Let's talk practical uses. How could, say, a developer or an IT pro really use this day to day?
Oh, this is where it could be a real game changer for professionals. Let's take technical documentation and research. Imagine you're hitting a weird error code.
Been there. Many times.
Yeah. Right. Instead of hours of forum digging, you could potentially get quick solutions, maybe with direct links to the official docs. Or staying updated, asking about the latest software releases, hardware specs, best practices in your specific field.
Instant updates.
Yeah. or even researching vendor products, comparing specs, checking compatibility, getting that info pulled together quickly.
I can see that saving a lot of frustration.
Yeah.
What about learning new skills, professional development?
Huge potential there too. For professional development and learning, if you're studying for a certification, you could ask it for study materials, practice questions, explanations of concepts.
Like a study buddy.
Kind of. And staying on top of industry trends, what's new in cloud security, or explain this emerging tech, getting quick summaries, learning best practices from expert sources it can access.
Makes continuous learning much more integrated, less of a separate task. Can it help with the actual workflow too? Like the day-to-day grind?
Absolutely. Thinking about workflow optimization, maybe you need to create some technical documentation. You could ask for templates or examples. Huh. Or checking regulatory compliance, what are the latest data privacy rules for X? Accessing that kind of specific current information, even researching project management tools or methodologies for a new project, it becomes like an always-on assistant for those knowledge-based tasks.
It really feels like this enhanced ChatGPT search is marking a significant shift, doesn't it? Moving away from keyword searching towards, well, towards conversation, towards AI curating the answers for you. It's pretty exciting.
It really is. And looking forward, you can bet we'll see more of this. More conversational interfaces becoming common. A bigger emphasis on AI actually generating the answer, not just finding links.
Which could really shake up the traditional search models.
Definitely. It could disrupt things significantly. And technologically, expect more advancements. Integration with even more data types. Maybe better multimodal search, asking questions about images or videos. And, of course, ongoing improvements in the AI's accuracy and reasoning.
So a final thought for everyone listening. As this technology evolves, think about your own habits. How might your way of searching change? Will you start talking to your search engine more?
Mm-hmm.
And what new doors does this open? For learning, for research, for just getting information in your work, in your life? It's definitely something to keep an eye on and maybe start experimenting with. Lots to think about there.